Okay, at this time I'd like to hand the call over to Dr. Flint McLaughlin, who will be the primary presenter for today's call. Dr. McLaughlin.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here, and I want to reference you to the notes that you have and just remind you that we're going to get started. I'll announce a couple of people that are be working with us on this call in just a moment, but everything that I'm speaking to you about regarding this shipping will be provided in a set of notes that will be mailed out to you tomorrow, along with a telephone recording of this telephone call, so that you'll be able to go back and review anything that I say. You may want to take some particular points that stand out for you, but I will suggest that you just kind of be in mind that that will come and it will help you, so if you feel like I'm covering something that you're not prepared for, you'll be ready to catch it. And, with that in mind, Brian Ault is on the phone, who is he was a former vice president of RIST Universe and directs our research related to email marketing, administrator here, may assist Terry. Also, we have a research partner on the phone. Chris, are you here? Ault? Chris will be joining us shortly. Chris is a research partner that has worked with us for 8 to 10 months, and has experienced pretty significant growth. And I'll be telling you more about him in a little bit, because I think you'll have some things to add to this call that are quite helpful. With that in mind, if you're in the log right now, and Brian is updating, he's going to number the links for you. Right now they're not numbered, but if you'll go down to the very first log, I'd like to discuss that with you. If you'll go down to the very first link entry that you have, you'll notice December 18th, 2003 conference call notes, and then you'll see an entry from December 17th, and then you'll see an entry from December 11th. December 11th has a free shipping literature review that was done in preparation for this clinic. Part of what we have to do in terms of our research methodology is to survey across the entire net, evaluate other things that have been written on the subject. We're going to be sending you periodic literature reviews every month connected to our conferences, but they'll have one thing different than what you see in this review. They'll also have not only a ranking, but they'll have commentary on each link so that you can quickly go to those links that you might find useful or helpful. That'll be a separate issue that comes out to you. It's just called a literature review. You'll get a couple of those a month, along with the clinics that we're holding right now and the briefings that come out after the clinics. And so I'd like to look at the article to begin with before I even get into our report, because I think it's worth noticing. So if you'll go down to the very first link under Free Shipping Literature Review, and you'll click on the internetnews.com article that is right there, we can discuss that for just a moment. And anybody having difficulty finding that? I'm looking at an article in dated June 12, 2003. It's by Robin Greenspan. And there's a quote I'd like to use there that I think I'd recommend you read this article. But in particular, if you'll note here, it says that according to research done by Jupiter, 89% of the respondents to its annual retail consumer survey report indicated that free delivery and handling was the promotion most likely to encourage their online purchases. Notice the next paragraph, something very important. The research found that 51% of online buyers opted for retail store purchases just to escape shipping and handling charges. 49% reduced their purchases at certain online stores because of unexpectedly high or hidden shipping charges. Very, very critical number, and it brings to bear the issue that we need to talk about today, and that is how to use shipping charges as a marketing tactic. And I think that we often think of shipping as something we have to deal with. It's a necessary evil. It's part of satisfying your customers, and it's something they seem to be primarily concerned with. But many of us don't know how to use shipping in a significant way to increase our profits. And we have been conducting research in that area. And Chris Chenault, are you on the line with us? Chris? Are you answering us? I can't quite tell if I'm hearing him answer or not. I don't hear his voice, so I'm going to continue. Chris Chenault has worked with us and with a group of our research partners for, I think, 6 to 8 months. And we began by working together, and I don't know if you know how this works at marketingexperiments.com, but we will, very in unusual times, we will link up with a retailer and we will conduct experiments together, and they get to grow and we glean data from that. And Chris has experienced significant growth. We constructed with him a Yahoo store, and in that store we began to bring business in that came through his eBay links, and we wanted to have another source outside of eBay for him with retail. We tested that, and his growth has been fairly significant. Since that construction time, his overall volume has grown by 257%. Can't tell you what his total volume is, because but it's quite significant, and it's done rather been achieved rather rapidly. Chris himself is a physicist who began this business on eBay selling camera accessories. And last week alone, if I understand him correctly, and based on our numbers and research and what we've done with him with the pay-per-click engines and with Yahoo, over 2,000 orders. So with that in mind, he will be on the phone call. I just spoke with him. I'm not sure if he's having some difficulty.
I just was able to get on. I was having some difficulty before.
Okay. All right. And I guess I'm inviting Chris to jump in, and I'm inviting you later, if you have questions, to talk with this, because this has really, really been key. And as we conducted this experiment, he's really got a smart shipping policy in place, and he's learned a lot. And there, he's also, by the way, negotiated a killer deal with FedEx. That is critical. And I'll let him interject in this. And I thought it would be helpful to bring a retailer online in this call who's doing well. So what is the best shipping policy? Is free shipping effective marketing tactic? Consider for a moment a case history from our research files. Concerns a merchant whose average order was $192.17. He tested a free shipping promotion. And in that promotion, every order over $100 received free shipping. During the 2 weeks in which the free shipping was offered, this merchant's average order dropped from $192.17 to $154.17. So not only did the free shipping order not work, it actually cost him money. The wrong shipping policy can cost you sales and profits. And in this clinic, we want to examine three specific approaches. And these policies and these approaches were all evaluated and tested by our team working with research partners like Chris and others. They were evaluated by Aaron Rosenthal, who is on his way to London right now and will not be in on this call. But Aaron is an analyst here at our group. He has degrees in economics and finance, and his job is to measure the financial impact of various marketing decisions. He was very instrumental in preparing this brief and in overseeing results from these experiments. First tactic right now, and that is low price with high shipping charges. The purpose of this tactic, this is one of the ways that merchants will try to use a free shipping policy, is to attract the customer with the lowest price, often near wholesale cost, and then to make a profit with the shipping charges. Does it work? Approach is popular with eBay merchants, and it often does work for them. But with an online store, this approach can seriously diminish the repeat orders a customer will place over time. In most retail operations, you pay a significant price to win a new customer, and your true profits come from winning repeat business. This first tactic may capture a first-time customer, but it will probably not capture a repeat order. And if you are in an industry where repeat orders do not matter, the tactic could still work for you. But for most retailers, tactic one is a mistake. You are sacrificing the long term on the altar of the immediate. So let's look at another tactic. This one is used quite commonly on the net, and that is average prices combined with free shipping. The purpose of this is to establish competitive advantage by giving the customer an extra reason purchase from you. To understand the value of this tactic, you need to understand customer priorities. Customers typically evaluate your offering first on price. Then they checked for secondary concerns, such as shipping. The average customer is not so gullible as to be fooled by a merchant with a low landed price. That's total cost, but a high purchase price. You must also consider that customers often underestimate true shipping cost and may perceive less value than you are really offering. Still, this tactic can work well, but here's an approach that we recommend if you decide to use it. Offer free shipping, but keep total landed price less than your competitors. Then offer a rush order upgrade. This would not be an upgrade in terms of shipping service, as in faster shipping. It would be an upgrade in handling service, which is something you control, from, say, a 48-hour processing to same-day order processing. So I'm suggesting that if you use the average price with free shipping as your as one of the tactics on your site, you might consider offering that with a rush order upgrade and a special cost for that rush order upgrade. We found sometimes that that can be very effective and very profitable if it's done right. Now, I want to talk about a third tactic, and it's more involved, and it's one that we really recommend. It's one that Chris is doing really well right now. But I want to stop there for a moment, and I want to see if anybody – do we have any questions about what we've said so far?
Flint, I just want to comment that you have a slight echo on your line, and I'm not sure if that's because of your equipment.
Okay. Let me see. Are you having difficulties hearing me, anyone?
Yeah, there is echoing. Yeah, there is some difficulty. From my point, it sounds like it's cutting out.
That's unusual. All right. I have a relatively clear connection here. Let me see if there's anything I can do about that.
It could also be someone else's line. If someone has this conference on speakerphone or anything like that, you might want to mute your line by pressing *4.
Is that any better for anyone?
Yes, it is.
Okay, good. I'll try that, and we'll see if that improves it. Chris, would you like to add anything to what we've said so far before I move into tactic 3?
I'd like to add that even the eBay tactic can be done better and in a way that makes customers less unhappy about paying high shipping costs by using a service like Endysha, where the postal cost is actually hidden on the package, and a tracking number is generated, even though it's actually a delivery confirmation number for the post office. They still can look up to see that it was scanned at the post office, and the merchant can also verify that it's on its way and it hasn't been delivered yet.
I'd like to stop right there and bring clarity to what he's saying, because this is very important. First of all, if you're in your browsers, visit this site, www.indicea.com. That is E as in echo, N as in name, D as in delta, I, C as in Charlie, I, A, indicea.com. That is a link that we don't have in your research notes. We'll add that to your notes, but it's a new link that that Chris and I talked about a few minutes ago and thought we would show you. So, and Chris is saying that if you use the first tactic, that is low prices with high shipping charges, this site can be useful. Now, go ahead, Chris, and explain to us a little bit more why this site is useful.
It's useful in that it allows you to do a few things. It allows you to actually print your own postage, which is something a lot of sites do, but it allows you to hide the amount that you're actually paying of the cost. The actual label that's produced appears more like a UPS label, and so there's not the perception that you spent 60 cents to send this package. It also includes a tracking confirmation number on it, which is easier for you if you are able to write a little software to export into your filing system. And you don't have to wait in postal lines, which especially at this time of the year, I'm sure you can appreciate.
Excellent. Excellent. Does everyone understand what Chris is saying? Does anybody have any questions about that?
So that's going through the postal service. Is there like a wait restriction or limit?
No.
So really, this would be similar to we're currently using stamps.com. the value is that it enables you to hide and mask the postage expense.
Yes, and it does give you the confirmation built in as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you can set up tracking with your for your customers. Excellent. Is that another question?
Yes.
Okay. Let's move on then, and let's talk about the third option, and this one is particularly attractive. This is, instead of doing, the two we've talked about is low price with high shipping charges. The second is average prices with free shipping. The third option is free shipping as an incentive. And the purpose of this is to gain marketing advantage of offering free shipping while at the same time gaining a profit advantage. And there's a difference here. You're not necessarily losing anything, though you're offering free shipping if you do this correctly. Third is the value of offering free shipping, but if you're not careful, this value will be to the customer only. How can you make a free shipping offer pay for itself? We've already suggested offering a shipping upgrade. There may be an even better way. This would be to offer free shipping only on orders over a specified dollar total or a free shipping threshold. Now, the concept is not new, but most of the time it's executed poorly. It is important to establish the right threshold price, and most of us don't really know how to do that. I'd like to take a few moments and go over the principles for establishing the right price. And I'd also like to say that this has been highly effective, and it's been highly effective in our test with Chris. Somebody may want to mute that sound that they had to have in their line there. Here are four guidelines that we've learned through our research. Number one, do not set the threshold price too high. For example, if your average order is $47, do not set your free shipping offer at $250. We often see this mistake. That's what happened in the example that we began this situation with. If a merchant selling health goods needs a way to differentiate his offer from competitors, the average order is, and this is something that we saw, was slightly under $50. So this merchant promoted free shipping on orders over $250. During the 5 weeks in which the program was tested, not a single sell qualified for free shipping. No one was going to increase their order from the $50 to the $250 just to get free shipping. The incentive the value of the incentive was exceeded by the cost of the incentive, so it was negated. So you don't want the threshold price to be too high. But you also do not want to set the threshold dollar amount for free shipping too low. For example, if your average order is $165, do not offer free shipping at $150. I see this mistake also quite frequently. If you look at the case that we talked about in the beginning of this report, he set his free shipping total so low that people actually reduced the size of their average order. So don't make that mistake. And the third thing is make certain that your customers, and this is really important, are clearly aware of your free shipping offer. It must be displayed on every potential landing page, not just your home page. If it's possible, and here's a key point, if it's possible, automate a system that notifies customers as they are checking out that if they spend X more dollars, they will receive free shipping. Does that make sense? You following what we're saying?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. So I would suggest then that there's a fourth key, and this is something that, and Chris, go ahead and comment on this. Consider setting up a clearance item area. Chris has done this with great success, and I'll let him go ahead and tell you a little bit about it.
Basically, we started a clearance item area to get rid of some things that were basically dogs for us. We had, for instance, gotten some binoculars from one of our distributors as a something to just hand out almost. But they cost us a little bit, and we were trying to get rid of them, and we couldn't give them away pretty much. But we put them on the clearance area, and we had gradually sold a few. But when we began to do the free shipping, people began to just buy them like crazy. We're actually surprised by this. But what had happened is they were buying them not because of the value of the item, but because they wanted to get the free shipping. So what we found was is that in that clearance item area, we're putting things that are almost liquidation items that we can get for a very small amount, very high margin. But they allow people to make up the amount to so they can get the free shipping, but at the same time, they're actually paying us for the shipping, and they're getting a small prize, effectively, if you understand
basically,
what I mean.
They're paying for the shipping by increasing your order with these high-margin items.
Yep.
What you're saying, right, Chris?
Yep, exactly. I'm sorry. I wasn't more clear.
Tell me, just for a moment, tell us what you're using this policy of the threshold. How has it impacted your sales overall? How has it impacted your average order price? What's it done for you?
Our overall sales seem to be going up. I can't directly attribute it to this.
Right.
But we are seeing a large number of sales that are just over the threshold, which for us is $60, whereas our average order is, before we began this policy, was around $28. Our actual average has gone up to about almost $33 now, and largely in part because of these orders that are above $60. And we're seeing considerably more orders also that are above $100. Now that we've put in this free shipping. So we have seen a larger number of people buying. We've actually seen about a 15% increase in the actual average amount that people are spending. And at the same time while this has been going on, we've been having a dramatic decrease in our product price. Batteries, which is what we sell a lot of, at the beginning of the year that cost $25 now cost $11.99. But what's happened is people are now buying two or three of them.
How do you choose a free shipping threshold price? We recommend, number one, that you use whole numbers that are easy for customers to visualize. And number two, that you set a threshold that is perceived as just a bit more than your average order. And that just a bit more is critical. You want to bump them up. So think about that. And then number three, calculate a level that actually makes economic sense for you. Now here's exactly how to do the math. And mind you, we'll be sending you these charts and even the math formula very soon, so you'll have that. But suppose your average order is $47 and your margin is 40%. And suppose it costs you an average of $3.50 to ship a package. Brian Ault.
Yes.
Go ahead and put this chart in the research log so they can see it on refreshing.
Okay.
This information that I'm going over right now. We'll load this up to your notes right now and refresh it so you can see it. But bottom line is this. Average order is 47, margin is 40%, shipping cost is $3.50. If you set your free shipping threshold at $50 and your average order is 47, you actually will lose $2.30 per order. But if you set your free shipping threshold at $60, then your current average order is $47, you stand to make $1.70 but for everybody that ups their order to reach the $60 note. And that doesn't include the fact that if you use the clearance items, like Chris is talking about, that are high margin, you can't fatten up what your general profit is on the sale itself. So the key to recognize is that by setting your free shipping threshold at $50, you would be losing $2.30 in every order. And so you don't want to make that mistake. Now, there's a formula that we've included for this that shows you how to deal with it and actually how to do the math yourself. But a lot of it is common sense. And if you think about that, if you see this formula that we're going to be sending you tomorrow, it should help you to understand. Chris, would you add anything to what we're talking about right now, and what have you found? Could you tell us what your free shipping threshold is precisely and what it, in relation to your average order?
Yeah, actually, for us, we have two tiers, but we have one tier where we go between first class and FedEx second day, and that's at $30. And then we have a second tier where we go from FedEx Second Day to free FedEx Second Day at $60. Our average order is about $32. But we push a lot of people to that $30 mark by offering the FedEx Second Day at that point, and we negotiated a very good price with FedEx to be able to do that. We charge $6.99 no matter what, whether you're getting the first-class mail or if you're getting FedEx. But we're getting FedEx stamps for about $5.50 around that for those, so we can afford to do it. At $60, it becomes free. So people really are doing that, and they're getting a good deal in terms of the shipping, and they're adding these extra products. Sorry, I've lost track. Can you say that question again, Flynn?
Well, I think you've answered the question. The only thing is, you said that your average order is at 30.
Yeah.
The 32.
We actually have it at 60.
Okay.
But we have a lot of orders that are at a lower cost where people buy one item.
Yes.
One battery. So we have the distribution of orders is somewhat misleading because we do have some that are much, much lower, and then we have some that are much, much higher. So the average is, for us, is not a good measure of how we want to set the shipping. We have to look at the distribution also.
Yes. Let's do something. Now, we have built, we're going to go to Chris's site. I mean, we're almost done here, but let's go to Chris's site and see how he's handling this to give you something to look at to see how he's communicating this. We built this homepage. Chris has done many of his product pages. But I want you to see kind of what this looks like. So go to Sterling, www.sterlingtech.com.
That's
S-T-R-L-I-N-G-T-E-K. Sterlingtech.com. If you're there, is anybody having trouble finding that? Are you getting there now? And this is just a simple Yahoo store, but he is doing more in a month than most Yahoo retailers are doing all year long on this site, and that's exaggeration. If you look over here at in the left margin, do you see where he has the FedEx graphic for shipping in the continental United States, orders $60 or more? Are we seeing that? Somebody give me feedback.
Yes.
Sure.
Yep.
And then as you go in to actually look at an item and you get ready to purchase, he reminds you that. Now, that's being changed the way he's doing that right now, and his product pages are different. They're large and loud, but they're working well for him. And when you get to his actual order form, he reminds you on the order form and tells you what you have to, how much more you have to purchase, and he does it with a little chart. Now, Chris, have you fixed those charts and reduced the size and all of that yet?
No, I'm working on that actually today.
Okay. You got to watch how you do that. That's a separate test, and I won't get into that right now. But the point would be, here's an example of how he's putting this on his left nav, so it's on every page they land on, telling them right now that the free shipping is available for orders up to X dollars or more, and then he reminds them in the cart itself. Any questions? Our time is up, and I'm going to bring this to a close, but if you have a question, go ahead and ask me, and we'll do our best to help you, especially while we have Chris here as well. Okay, I want to thank you for sending this. We'll be sending out your notes for you tomorrow, along with everything that I've said here, charts and examples, etc., formulas for calculating your free shipping, and let me just get some feedback before I leave for you. Do you find, have you found this conference helpful for you, this clinic helpful for you? Please talk to me.
Very helpful. Yes.
Yes, definitely.
Yep.
Yeah, I think
good.
It was quite good. The audio quality, though, really is kind of choppy or full of echoes.
I'm surprised. It hasn't. We've noticed that twice now, and we will work hard on that on this end. I'm not sure what. You know, I'm not in London now. I'm back here. We should have a good, clear, clean connection, and I'm troubled by that. We'll resolve it. What about, let me ask you this, what about the length? This is a shorter conference because we felt like we could cover the material in 30 minutes. How do you find a short clinic like this? Is that any better than a longer clinic for you in terms of time, or are you neutral?
I like the longer one.
Okay. We got longer ones coming.
Because of the information, I think it was perfect.
Excellent.
Yeah, I think
I agree. I think that the longer ones are a little bit better because I just felt like there wasn't time to get into any depth on anything.
Okay.
Touching lots, you know, stone skipping across the water, but not time to really talk about anything in more depth.
Okay. Do you have a particular question on what we're talking about right now?
No, I don't. I guess it's just for me, when you throw out the topics, I like it when the last one was a little bit longer and we just had more time to really explore them more and kind of get my brain going differently.
Okay, very good. Our next conference, we have two or three coming up for you, clinics that you should know about. One of them is coming right after the holiday and after January, and it is the Blueprint, and we're going to discuss marketing. We're discussing building your marketing plan for the next 6 months throughout the year. We're going to take each of our experiments and show you how to integrate them and how to craft a strategy for 2004. We also have a clinic coming up after that on email capture, and it'll show you how we're capturing a significant amount of email addresses and forms and scripts that we're using in a unique way to do that through a whole bunch of tests. We also have a conference that we're getting ready for you, or a clinic again, and this one is on search engines, on obtaining high rankings in the traditional search engines and some new ways that we've discovered to achieve that based on a series of tests. We also are going to be doing one coming up on subscription, the ideal subscription path if you have recurring subscription revenue. So with all that in mind, we'll kind of keep you posted. We're going to start announcing two or three clinics at a time. That way you can go ahead and select and get signed up for the right ones that you think will help you. I appreciate everybody's trust, and if there's anything we can do to make any of this better, shoot us an email and we'll be real responsive.
Flint, I have a question.
Yes.
The previous conferences, the audio was recorded and posted on the website. Is there an archive of all of the other calls that have been made?
We are actually building, part of what we're doing in 2004 is building a new version of the member site that's going to make it easier for you to find some things. I mean, the navigation has been fairly straightforward, but we didn't start these clinics until about 2 or 3 months ago.
Okay.
So there's not a lot of them, but because we have so many scheduled now, we're going to have to create a whole new area of the site just for you to listen to those and to get the notes. We're also going to combine them and build subject guides for you. We'll take all of our key information on email marketing and build an email guide that will be put into a book format and all in one single master PDF that you can download and print. And that way it's easier for you to access the information. We're working on that right now.
Thank you.
Good question. Anything else before we go? All right. Well, thank you. Thank you, guys. We'll keep working. Let us know how we can help you more.
Thank you.
Thank you. Happy holidays.